Well, obviously, as you know, I'm working on Lumivitae, which is basically mostly what I'm doing, and that's the most exciting part. Obviously, we're just getting started, and yeah, it's a huge opportunity. Also, because molecular hydrogen is really starting to go mainstream and is starting to get attention, and people are discovering the amazing benefits. And so we are at that forefront of it exploding. So yes, it's very exciting. Other than that, I'm mostly into cryptocurrency and investing, trading, but that part is make some money, lose some money. So it's a bit of a
And
round.
so when did you get involved with Lumivitae? When was that?
I mean, I knew about it even before it was born,
Okay.
but yeah, from the beginning last year, September or something, I
Yeah.
technically officially sort of joined. Yeah.
Okay, and maybe you can tell the people a bit about what Lumivitae is, because I mean I have it, you know, that's I have the bottle here. So it's molecular hydrogen combined with, you know, a bunch of other things. So what does it do?
Lumivitae is essentially a company that has solutions for health and wellness, which is our first incredible product. And I say first because there are many others coming. But yes, it is a bottle, but it's far more than a bottle. We call it even a vitality vessel. Essentially, as you can maybe see, the bubbles, that's molecular hydrogen. So it does a process of electrolysis to create molecular hydrogen, which is basically a gas that gets infused into the water and we drink it. And molecular hydrogen has been scientifically proven by thousands of studies to be incredibly beneficial in all areas of life, anti-inflammatory, anti-aging. The list just goes on and on. Selective antioxidant effects has been proven to be supportive and effective on over 170 disease models and illnesses. So there's just endless evidence of it being incredible without any downside, without any contraindications, without any known negative effects or side effects, which is very, very rare to have something like that where there's endless upside and no downside.
And no, you.
What also makes our incredible bottle unique? Well, firstly, that it works, because there's a lot of rubbish bottles out there claiming to produce molecular hydrogen, but when you actually test and measure them, they don't. But we have real magnets in the base, which are mimicking the Earth's natural magnetic field, so magnetism, which is also what shapes life, all life. And we have in the lid frequencies, which then imprint information onto the water. And one of our programs, is called Lumivitae, which actually stands for Light of Life, which basically mimics the sun. So we call this a mini planet. It's the magnets at the base, which is like the Earth's magnetic field, the sun, and then in the middle, incredible molecular hydrogen, therapeutic molecular hydrogen. So that's the first product, but there is many more to come, which are primarily going to be around molecular hydrogen or frequencies.
And what effects do people see after drinking this for a few weeks or a couple of days?
Well, there's endless benefits. And everyone's going to see and experience different benefits and effects because we're all completely different. We all have different health challenges, complications. Of course, people notice sleeping better, more peaceful, more energy, skin improvements. I mean, another thing I do is every morning I wash my face and my head with molecular hydrogen water, because that's another incredible thing about it, that molecular hydrogen is the smallest molecule on the planet, so it can penetrate into parts of the body that nothing else can, and also in your skin. So it's really hydrating. So yeah, people notice all sorts of benefits, especially ones that have been suffering with some serious health complications. Obviously, they notice improvements in those areas and those symptoms. I just posted actually a testimonial of someone that had these skin rashes on the back of their head, and that went away. So there's just there endless, endless benefits in many, many areas, but it's all relative to each individual, whatever they need.
And the company was founded by Nuno Nina. And who is Nuno Nina? Why can he build a product like this?
Yeah, Nuno Nina is the creator and inventor, and he's helped over 70,000 people through his integrative medicine clinics around the world. And he's helped people with anything from serious illness and diseases. I mean, he's saved people from their deathbed. And then he's worked all the way with, so anyway, any people from serious disease illnesses all the way to pro athletes, for, obviously performance recovery. So he's got extensive clinical experience in helping people. And yes, fundamentally, he's realized that everyone's dehydrated, and he used molecular hydrogen as a way to get people to a good level of health, then to be able to even go further and treat further. Primarily using frequencies, magnetism. He's got some incredible devices in his clinic. But yeah, it's using molecular hydrogen and frequencies and magnetism and alternative, as they're referred to, methodologies, and not toxic, harmful chemicals like Big Pharma. So he's got, yeah. That experience, that knowledge, that clinical experience. And so this is the actual second version of the bottle. He created one that he used in his clinic to help his patients. And then that started to go and get sold to the general public as well. And then now, yes, we've partnered with him to take his genius and his amazing abilities to the world.
And how can people get involved with LumiVT? Like how can they even get a bottle?
So the, and that's what I said, LumiVita is a solution for health and wellness, but it's also a solution for freedom and choice, which essentially is another area that I'm passionate about. And the model is, as we refer to, social selling. It's where the only way you can get a bottle is by purchasing it through somebody that refers it to you. And so, it's a word of mouth sales. It's social sharing where we tell people, so you, me, whoever wants to, they love the bottle, they see the incredible benefits, and they share it, tell other people. And then anyone that wants to purchase, they would use their affiliate link of that person that shared it with them, and they would purchase. And then, of course, the company rewards you for sharing it. So many, many companies are doing this these days where, even a gym, you refer somebody to join the gym. The gym gives you $50 or whatever, or a free PT session. And word of mouth sales is one of the best ways to get a product out there. But there is an industry that is actually built on this model. And it's where companies share their profits with members that then go out there and do the marketing for them, go and bring them more customers. So they don't spend millions like Coca-Cola, Apple, and all these big companies where they literally spend millions and millions on advertising, on paying high-class famous people. They don't spend any money on that. They allow the everyday people like you and me to go and share and have the ability to also earn a side income or a complete life-changing income.
And what's the end goal of Lumivite? Like, how many people does Lumivite want to reach with their products?
Well, I mean, we just started, and at the end of the day, there's no numbers that I believe is Lumivita is aiming to reach. It's about impacting as many lives as possible, and that's the power of this model, where it's just starting to grow more and more, because as more and more people get the product and the bottle and they start using it, then they are getting those incredible benefits. They're going to tell other people, and then they're going to get it, and they're going to tell other people. So it's going to be like this big ripple effect that goes all around the world. And yes, we will impact hundreds of thousands, and then longer term, millions with these incredible products.
And what has your health journey been like? Do you do anything else than Lumivita at the moment? Like, do you have to do vitamins, or does the water bottle really take care of almost all of the health related things?
I mean, health is a very complicated topic, and it's a big puzzle, and there's many pieces that all fit to make that puzzle. I mean, water is one of those, and water is, after oxygen, the most important thing. So if you can get water right, then that's a huge piece of the puzzle. I mean, we're 99% water on a molecular level. Now, I don't really use too many supplements. I use a little bit, but the reality is that once you consume molecular hydrogen, you don't really need a lot of supplements, because that's the power of molecular hydrogen, that it can do so many things for you. And also with supplements, there's many, many issues. I mean, 99% of supplements are rubbish. They're synthetic. They also are not bioavailable. So you may take a supplement and maybe 5% of it is actually absorbed by your body, and the other 95% you just piss out. And then there's many challenges as well, because supplement companies literally lie on what is in their supplements. There are good stuff out there as well, and I do use, like I said, from time to time, some things. But overall, it's more about making sure good water, good food, and then the basics of getting sun, grounding, those basic things go a long way.
And I read that, the Lumivita, the hydrogen water, also makes the nutrient absorption better. Like, when people are eating regular food, they will get more nutrients just from the food they're eating. Is that correct?
Yeah, like I said, there's endless benefits to molecular hydrogen, and that's one of those that it can help. Yes, definitely improve your digestion. So yes, definitely it would help, for sure.
And you also post a lot about, like, I think more of manifesting kind of things on your channel. When did you get more in the, on the spiritual side of things, or on the, well, I don't know if I should call it spiritual, but more, the manifesting side? When did you get interested in that?
I mean, it's interesting, all this talk about spirituality and people saying they're spiritual. Technically, every human is spiritual. It's impossible not to be spiritual. But what is spiritual? I guess it's just being conscious and being in control and creating the life you want, because most people, unfortunately, are not conscious and are not creating their life, which is manifesting. They are just going through life subconsciously and just, as I call it, in the matrix, plugged in and unaware and unhappy and not, dreaming. I mean, that's another thing, like the world we live in today doesn't teach you to dream and think big and go for your golden dreams. It's actually the opposite. It teaches you to go get a job and work for the bank. So yeah, manifestation is being conscious and thinking about what you want and then also taking action towards those goals and dreams that you want. And yes, I've realized that, well, the past 10 years, before that, I was also, I suppose, like everyone else, just existing, unhappy, unfulfilled. And then I started to question everything I was doing, and I started to look at why are other people able to live different lives, have this laptop lifestyle, have all this money that then they can do what they want. And I went on that journey and spent a lot of time, money on self-development, which essentially is growing the mind, expanding the mind, looking at the world differently, understanding the world differently, which then has led me to where I am in the lifestyle that I have, which many people tell me I'm lucky when they see me living the way I live. And yes, I am lucky. We all create our own luck. Everything in our life that we have or don't have is simply a reflection of our choices and, well, our mindset, because our beliefs then create our choices and our actions. And so, yes, the only limitations are the ones we create in our mind. And many people, unfortunately, do have all these limitations of, I can't do this, I can't do that. I'm too old, I'm too young, I don't have money, I don't have this, I don't have that. So they're all the limitations that people have. Whereas for me, there's no such thing as I can't. For me, it's just how do I?
And do you have any personal mentors or any books you like reading in that space?
I don't have anyone that I religiously follow. I mean, I've listened and read books. I mean, I've done Tony Robbins, Kerwin Ray. I've done some of these incredible, I suppose, leaders and trainers. One book that was probably really powerful that started me on this path is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And other than that, I mean, there's endless podcasts, there's endless people. You can follow Jim Rohn, there's another one I like. But I've realized as well that self-development and all these gurus, I guess, that we follow, they're all pretty much saying the same thing in a roundabout different way.
Different way, yeah.
And so, I've went from one to the other, to the other, to the other, to the other, and I just stopped after a while. I'm like, all right, I'm just going and going and going. And at the end of the day, I just realized I'll just do my own thing. As long as I'm happy and fulfilled, and that's what matters. And I realized that, I can be, do have anything. And that's, I guess, the biggest thing about self-development is mindset. When you can believe you can have, be, do anything, then that's it. You're limitless. But once you have all these limitations on yourself, it's really hard to achieve.
And I really appreciate you coming on. Do you have any advice for young people that are maybe listening that are, thinking about should they go into their career or how are they going to be successful? Or what should they do with their life? Like, what has helped you navigate your life?
I mean, look, the thing is, I'm 42. And the one thing I've learned is that, obviously, with time, There's something called being wise, and you cannot have that until you go through life, experience life, face obstacles, you know, fall flat on your face, hit rock bottom, do all these things is that, you know, is what creates strength, creates learning. But I mean, for young people, it's about understanding that whatever you've been told of you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't be this, because that's what society tells you. You can't make money, you know, playing sport. You can't make money, you know, playing music. You can't make money drawing. Yes, you can. You know, and often it's our parents sometimes that also tell us and put these limitations on us. Oh, stop doing that, you know, go and study, be a doctor and all these things. So often, and they mean well, but often children don't follow their golden dreams and what they would love to do, like skateboarding, for example. You know, some yeah. children love skateboarding. Now, you get really good at it, you can turn that into an income-producing activity and lifestyle. But, of course, your parents will probably tell you, stop wasting time with that and go study and do these things. So they take you away from the things you love and enjoy. And, again, they mean well, but the one thing that I would say is just follow whatever you love to do, work out how you can turn it into money and stop wasting your life in jobs that are just sucking the life and the soul out of you, because that's what most jobs do. You know, statistically, I think last time I heard it was like over 60% of people don't like or enjoy their job. And that's because, yes, a job is where you are doing things you don't want to do with people you don't want to be in, location you don't want to be in. It's not something that, you know, is designed to make you happy and give you fulfillment. It's designed to pay bills. And then we've got one life. We spend 5 days, or some people 6 days, some people even 7 days, being doing things you don't love. It's a waste of life. Now, yes, there's maybe a time to do that until you are working on other plans and things to get you to other, you know, golden dreams. But most people, unfortunately, spend their whole life going through doing things they don't enjoy. So, yeah, it's just about understanding that you can be, do have anything, and you don't have to do things that don't light you up and don't bring joy and happiness to you.
And what are your goals for the next 5 to 10 years now? Do you have any bigger goals out there?
I do. They're mostly to find a wife and settle down. I live out of suitcases for the past 3 years, and it's fun, but also it's not something that I want to continue doing. There's no stability in my life. There's no grounding. I can't find good routine. And that's all important to health and wellness. And then, yeah, when I say I want to find a wife or a partner, it's not that I'm desperate, but it's time to start sharing and building with someone. And then other than that, just to explode Lumavite and help as many people as possible with the incredible opportunity, the incredible products, which will then ultimately fulfill my golden dreams, which is just really, I only really have one golden dream: to do what I want, where I want, with who I want. And the more money that I have will achieve that, because that's another thing that a lot of people have hang-ups with money, and there's a lot of beliefs that they have around it which are stopping them from having it, like money doesn't grow on trees and all these sayings, and they think money's hard to come by, and so they're very scared to let it go even if it comes into their life. All we've got to understand is money is a tool. It's a tool for whatever you want it to be. It can be good, it can be used for good, for bad. And the more we have of it, the more freedom and the more choice that we have in our life. And so that's it. I don't want any limits on my freedom and choice. If I want to grab 10 people, put them on an airplane and go somewhere, I want to have the ability to do that. And I don't want to say no to anything. If I have an idea, I'll go and do it.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on quickly. It was super interesting, and I think Le Mouvetier is great. And I think what you're doing is awesome. Where can people find out more about you?
Yeah, I mean, yes, thank you for having me and for discussing and having a chat. Yes, Lumivita is definitely very exciting, and we're just getting started. So everyone should have a look and see if it's for them. I mean, for me, Instagram or Facebook, just search my name. There's not that many of me, Peter, and then Sass. SZASZ. Now I do have two Instagram accounts, two Facebook accounts. Wasn't a choice, but I was breaking too many community standards back in the day, and I maybe some at some point
Yeah.
still do. So I've been in plenty 30-day Facebook jails because I'm also a truth advocate, conspiracy theorist, even though all the conspiracies now have become true. So yeah, just search Peter Sass. I mean, Instagram is at Pete, so my name Peter without the R, PETE and SZASZ. So yeah, that's about
Yeah.
it.
Okay, awesome. Well, thanks for coming on. Do you know if Lumivit is coming? When's the official launch?
We're looking at mid this year, so
Okay.
June.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember the
Because
exact date.
because I'm also a partner, so I'll of course use the link. And I think because I'm in your team, right? Because Lisa and Niklas, they're part of your team. Yeah. So,
Yeah, so you are, yes. So if you need anything, just I'm here
Awesome.
to help.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you taking the time. Maybe we can chat again some point.